Chapter 10, The Rogue Bludger. Since the disastrous episode of the Pixies, Professor Lockhart had not brought live creatures to class. Instead, he read passages from his books to them, and sometimes reenacted some of the more dramatic bits. He usually picked Harry to help him with these reconstructions. So far, Harry had been forced to play a simple Transylvanian villager who Lockhart had cured of a babbling curse, a yeti with a head cold, and a vampire who had been unable to eat anything except lettuce since Lockhart had dealt with him. Harry was hauled to the front of the class during their very next Defense Against the Dark Arts lesson, this time acting a werewolf. If he hadn't had a very good reason for keeping Lockhart in a good mood, he would have refused to do it.
"Nice loud howl, Harry."
"Exactly. And then, if you believe it, I pounced like this, slammed him to the floor, thus. With one hand, I managed to hold him down. With my other, I put my wand to his throat. I then screwed up my remaining strength and performed the immensely complex Hormophus charm. He let out a piteous moan. Go on, Harry. Higher than that. Good. The fur vanished, the fangs shrank, and he turned back into a man. Simple yet effective. And another village will remember me forever as the hero who delivered them from the monthly terror of werewolf attacks."
The bell rang, and Lockhart got to his feet.
"Homework. Compose a poem about my defeat of the Wagga Wagga werewolf. Sign copies of Magical Me to the author of the best one."